The fifth day of the blessed month of Beremhat. The departure of Anbasera Bamun, hegumen of the Abba Yenis Monastery. On this day, the holy and ascetic father Anbasera Bamun, the hegumen of Abba Yenis Monastery, departed. Since his young age, he was raised on a life of piety and virtues. Then he became a monk in the monastery of St. Abba Yenis the Short. He persevered in worship, asceticism, fasting, and prayers. When his virtues became known, he was ordained a hegumen for the monastery, and he added to the works of piety and asceticism. He fasted all day from the day he joined the monastery until the day of his departure. After spending many years in managing the monastery and serving the monks, he shut himself up in his cell, practicing very austere asceticism, reading, and contemplation. When his departure drew near, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a vision and gave him a cross of fire, saying, "Take this cross in your hand." And the saint replied, "How can I hold fire in my hand?" And the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for the Lord Christ has not given the fire dominion over you." And then the saint took the cross, and the angel told him, "Be strong, partake of the holy mysteries, and after 3 days I shall come back to take you." When he woke up from his sleep, he told the elders about his vision, and they wept and bid him goodbye and asked him to remember them. He also asked them to remember him in their prayers, and he departed in peace on the third day, and the elders were around them, and they shrouded him and buried him with great honor. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 114 AD, Saint Eudoxia was martyred. This saint was of Samaritan origin from the city of Baalbek in Syria. With the beauty of her face and physical appearance, she caused many to fall into sin, acquiring thereby great wealth. A saintly ascetic monk named Germanus heard about her, and he went to her pretending to be one of those who used to visit her. But when they were alone, he exhorted her with many dreadful and fearful words, reminding her of the eternal torment. And she asked him, saying, "Do the bodies rise up after death to be judged?" And he replied, "Yes." And then she asked him, "What are the proofs of what you say, since the Torah that God gave to Moses the prophet did not mention this, and I did not hear this from my forefathers?" And Germanus explained to her with convincing biblical and logical proofs until she was persuaded. And she asked him, "If I return repentant to God, would he accept me?" And Saint Germanus replied, "If you believe in the Lord Christ and that he came to the world and took away our sins by his crucifixion, and offer a sincere repentance and be baptized in his name, he will accept you and will not mention any of what you have done, but you will be as if you have just been born." Eudoxia's heart opened to the faith, and Germanus took her to Abba Theodorus, Bishop of Baalbek, and she confessed before him the Holy Trinity and the incarnation of God the Word, and she repented at his hands and confessed her sins before him, and so he baptized her. Afterwards, Eudoxia distributed all of what she owned to the poor and the needy, and then she joined a house of virgins, and she fought a good and perfect fight, and persevered in prayer, fasting, and asceticism. However, Satan became envious of her and moved some wicked men to accuse her before Emperor Trajan, and he summoned her and tried to befriend her to deny her faith in the Lord Christ. And when Eudoxia refused, he ordered that she be beheaded, and so she received the crown of martyrdom. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.